Welcome to the Grace to You audio blog. After you hear what John MacArthur says, stick around and find out how to get in on the conversation.
You know, reasonable science should suggest that an intelligent and powerful supernatural creator had to be out there and still is. But although science should recognize that because it's the only reasonable explanation, to know who he is and to know how he created, science must bow its knee to the Scripture and the God of Scripture. Our sole source of knowledge is the Bible. The Bible. Evolution is an act of faith, irrational faith. Creation is an act of faith, revelational faith. I don't know about you, but I believe the Bible. And I believe the Word of God. Evolution is a religious sect that denies reason and denies revelation. Creation is the worship of the true God in perfect accord with reason and revelation. Either you believe in an eternal God or you believe in eternal matter or eternal energy or eternal amoeba. Nothing in between. Nothing in between. You are either a materialist who believes in the eternality of matter, or you are a supernaturalist who believes in the eternality of God. It's the only two choices there are. What happens to a world that rejects the Creator and replaces Him with material? What happens to a world that replaces the Creator God with faceless time, chance, matter, energy? What happens? William Provine of Cornell University stated it clearly, quote, "The implications of modern science are clearly inconsistent with most religious traditions. No inherent, listen to this, moral or ethical laws exist, nor are there absolute guiding principles for human society. The universe cares nothing for us, and we have no ultimate meaning in life," end quote. That's right. If we're just the result of chance, nothing matters. There is no moral standard. There is no ethical standard. All you're left with is tragedy and despair. If this universe is the result of impersonal forces, if this universe is faceless, if it's pitch dark out there because nobody's there, that makes a tremendous difference in my life. But if there is a Creator, and if that Creator showed His face in human form, in Jesus, and if He is a loving, saving, blessing God who stands behind this creation, that makes all the difference in my life. And you know, the Bible, I'm so glad the Bible doesn't start like this. I know you guys are going to find this hard to believe, but in the beginning, God. It doesn't do that. It just says, in the beginning, God. There has to be something in the beginning. The evolution would say, in the beginning, amoeba. In the beginning, matter. In the beginning, energy. The Bible says, in the beginning, God. And in John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by Him. And without Him, this says it, without Him, listen to this, was not anything made that was made. That's another way of saying nothing evolved. Hebrews 11:3. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, not by evolution. The worlds were framed by the Word of God. I mean, this is repeating. It's in Genesis, it's in John, it's in Hebrews. And as I said at the beginning, either you believe it or you don't. We could conclude then that evolution is a false religion. And why in the world would we want to bring it into the Bible? Why would we want to borrow from the false religion of evolution and impose it upon the straightforward account of Genesis? For what? That's an assault on the revelation of God. The Bible tells us how energy got here. It came from God. It tells us how matter got here. It came from God. It tells us how the heavens and the earth were formed. God did it. That's all we need to know. Nothing could be more logical than that. An intelligent creator, God made it. And here come the evolutionists with all their lies and their disregard of Genesis, and why in the world do we buy into that and try to impose that on the Scripture? Evolution is a false religion. Here are the principles it's based on, just to give you another perspective. One, evolution is pure science. That's what the evolutionists would like you to believe. It's pure science. It's a closed system founded on reality, not on the illusion of a God. And secondly, the evolutionists would say that evolution is equal to rationality because it excludes miracles and the supernatural. But friends, there comes a point in which the supernatural is the only rational thing. Thirdly, and this has been adapted from Philip Johnson's wonderful book, Reason in the Balance. Thirdly, evolution is liberating because it eliminates God and His commands which restrict free sexual behavior. Fourthly, the evolutionist says his religion is democratic because every man is his own source of moral judgment, since there is no God, no moral judge, no law. Fifthly, evolution is broad because it allows a belief in God, just not the biblical God. That's the religion. You want to know what the tenets of the religion of evolution? One, evolution is pure science, they say. It's a closed system founded on reality, not the illusion of a God. Two, it is equal to rationality because it excludes irrational miracles and supernatural interference. Three, evolution is liberating because it eliminates God and His commands which restrict free sexual behavior. And folks, I want to tell you, that's what drives the whole thing. They love their sin. Fourth, evolution, they say, is democratic because every man can be his own source of moral judgment. And fifth, evolution is broad because it allows belief in God, whatever you want Him to be, except the God of the Bible. Amazing, isn't it? People fighting reason, embracing absurdity to avoid accountability to the eternal judge.
Thanks for listening. Now go to gty.org/audioblog and get involved in the conversation. That's gty.org/audioblog.